You're listening to SBS News.
A guard's honour and traditional bagpipes were part of the farewell service for three fallen firefighters. Captain Ian Macbeth, First Officer Paul Hudson and Flight Engineer Rick De Morgan were today honoured at a memorial in Sydney. The men died when their air tanker went down while battling a blaze near Cooma in New South Wales last week. CEO of Coulson Aviation, Wayne Coulson, travelled from the United States to pay tribute.
These pilots are valued members of our firefighting family. They were known all around the world for their skill in aerial firefighting and in the C-130 military world. They are valued for their firefighting and their commitment to saving the lives of communities and the members under threat.
New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons agreed their brave actions had helped to save many lives.
As difficult as the loss is to comprehend, we know it would have been considerably higher had it not been for the interventions and the support coming from the air and making a remarkable difference to those on the ground.
33 people, including the three US firefighters, have been killed during Australia's bushfire season. 25 of those deaths have been in New South Wales. And while victims' families struggle to adjust to life without their loved ones, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian vowed to leave no stone unturned through a new independent inquiry into the bushfire crisis.
We've got everything to gain from this process and nothing to lose. We won't leave any stone unturned. It's in our interest, it's in our citizens' interest to find out everything we can and to bring forward those recommendations that are critical for the future. It's in the interest of our state to do that.
Former New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner Dave Owens and former New South Wales Chief Scientist Mary O'Kane will lead the inquiry, starting immediately. The terms of reference are directing them to consider how climate change, drought and hazard reduction burns contributed to the intensity of the fires. The Premier says the six-month investigation will also look at the need for improved preparation and response to bushfire emergencies. This includes public warnings, firefighting resources and land management practices.
We want the process to be robust and comprehensive, but we also want it to be meaningful so that government can adopt any recommendations ahead of the next bushfire season.
And for people who have already lost their homes and properties, the federal government is offering a helping hand. It'll split the clean-up costs, estimated to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars, with the New South Wales state government. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg said the funding agreement would give people more certainty as the recovery process continues.
The money will be spent on removing the fire debris from around houses that have been destroyed, commercial buildings, outbuildings, the capping of redundant services like electricity, water and gas, and a whole range of other services involving in the waste disposal as well. So it's an important agreement.
It's a boost for fire-ravaged communities as they work together to rebuild. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.